The One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, a peek inside a program trying to help families think beyond a single crisis and make real plans for the future. Catholic Charities Fort Worth launched its Padua pilot over 2 years ago. It's designed to work holistically, and early results from this new approach to helping families in poverty are just now available. Catholic Charities' Corinne Weaver goes through the data. Corinne Weaver, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, how is the Padua approach to helping families in need different from what Catholic Charities has always done?
The Padua pilot, when it was originally being designed, we actually called it Whatever It Takes, and that was the working title, and it really kind of helps sum up the difference in the approach because we wanted to launch a program that really addressed families' needs holistically and over the long term to truly end poverty one family at a time.
What are some of the things people initially come into Catholic Charities with? And then what are some of the other problems that Padua helps unlock?
So clients can come to Catholic Charities for a variety of reasons. Most likely, it's for help with a more concrete, tangible need. So sometimes it's with paying a utility bill or rent assistance, transportation, or, you know, somebody's looking for a job, a better job. And Padua then took them beyond some of those shorter term needs and really helped them with life. Always, we have a goal within the Padua pilot of helping clients get to a level of financial self-sufficiency, which we define as a living wage job, 3 months worth of savings at a living wage rate, and then no bad credit harming negative debt.
You have some early results. Talk to me about people sticking with Padua.
So we learned that within our first year, our Padua participants, over 60% of them actually stayed in the program for a year or more. We tend to see more of like a 30% retention rate after a year. And so in Padua, we've more than doubled that number.
What about savings and income goals? How do Padua clients compare to traditional clients there?
So after the first year, we were really pleasantly surprised to learn that the Padua pilot treatment group clients was what we call them in the research world. They were actually looking really positive compared to the control group in terms of labor market outcomes, such as the employment rate, their hourly wages, the percentage of clients that were engaged in full-time work. We actually saw an increase in monthly earnings. We are looking at about a $280 increase for the Padua treatment group when compared to the control group.
Will there be any changes to the program as a result of what's been learned so far?
So when we first launched the program, we had a very intentional effort to do an intensive holistic initial assessment process. And we believe that was really important for getting to know our clients well, really establishing rapport with them, understanding their needs as a whole family. That process was 7 visits when we first launched the program. And very quickly, we got some feedback from our case management teams that that was a bit too long. Some of the clients felt an impatience to kind of get going and to get moving, maybe felt like they were talking about themselves a little too much, and they weren't really used to that. And so in year 2 of the pilot, we tightened that process up, and it averaged at 4 visits instead of 7 in year 2.
I know this is a hard question to answer, but overall, do you think Padua's working?
I do. At the end of the day, both our experience working with our clients and the preponderance of the results we've received really show that this program has an immense amount of progress. And I can honestly say there's nothing I've done in my professional life that I've been more proud to be a part of.
Corinne Weaver with Catholic Charities Fort Worth, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.